This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I kind of say that kind of lightly because the last time he was on my show was back in April 2017. We're talking no other than Helius Medical Technologies. They trade on two exchanges. The first one is the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol HSDT. The second one is the TSX Toronto Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol HSM. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, Phil Deshaw. Phil, welcome to the show.
Okay, good afternoon, Everett. Very nice to be back and nice to talk to you.
You know, give my listeners, it's been a little while since you've been on the show, so give my listeners, especially my new listeners, a little bit about Statement and what do you guys do out there?
Sure. We are a company that's dedicated to the treatment of neurological symptoms of disease or trauma. What does that mean? We hope to treat the symptoms of things like traumatic brain injury, MS, Parkinson's, cerebral palsy, these kinds of heavy lifting kind of conditions. And we're developing an asset called PoNS, Portable Neuromodulation Stimulator. That's probably the last time you'll ever hear that, PoNS for short. We're really excited that we're actually a commercial entity now. The last time we spoke, we were a development stage company. We've been cleared in Canada, and I'm certain you'll want to dive down into that aspect and still an investigational device here in the U.S.
Yeah, you know, let's stay on that terminology, PoNS technology. How does it help people? Tell us about how you guys came up with it, and do you have any trademarks for it?
Sure. So the PoNS is the portable neuromodulation stimulator. What it does is when you combine that stimulation, and it actually stimulates the tongue of all things. The tongue is tied to the back of your brain with major cranial nerves. Among them is a nerve called the trigeminal nerve. And when you send impulses to the back of the brain, it projects to the other parts of the brain. And when you combine that with exercise, the combination of those two things seem to create into the brain what's called a plastic state. So that just means that the brain is able to change itself. And through that treatment and the combination of physical therapy or cognitive therapy and that stimulation, we're actually able to change the brain so that the brain can bypass areas that's been damaged by these kinds of diseases or trauma to be able to rehabilitate their symptoms. So it's pretty exciting stuff.
You know, like I said, the last time you were on the show was back in April 2017. That being said, I'm sure you guys have come up with some new partnerships. Can you bring us up to speed on any of those?
Sure. So as you heard me describe, the treatment is a combination of physical therapy and neuromodulation. So we're a medical device company, we manufacture and distribute the PoNS technology, but we need partners with respect to delivering the physical therapy component. In Canada, we've set up a network, essentially a franchise system, through a company that we co-invested in called Huro Canada, HEURO.ca, for those of you who are interested in taking a look. Think of that as a franchisor, and their responsibility is to set up a clinic system across Canada so we can actually deliver our treatment. As patients get treated, every time a patient gets treated, we get a transfer payment into the company. So that's the business model that we're adopting in that country. It's similar to what we're going to do in the U.S., we're just on the cusp of treating our first subjects in Canada. So we're really excited about that.
Speaking of Canada, I see that you have a clearance in Canada. What is the status of your commercial efforts, and what is the status of your other regulatory filings?
So in Canada, we were cleared back in October, and what happened between October and now is Canadian clearance essentially is a little different than that from FDA in that you have to be audit ready. So for the last 4 or 5 months, we've been creating our quality infrastructure and making sure that the complaint systems and everything is in place to be able to launch our technology. And we've guided that we're going to treat our first patient here in the first quarter this year, and certainly is still very confident that's the case. Stand by. You'll certainly see some announcements over the next several weeks that our clinic system is up and running and we're treating people. This is sort of the first end line of 7 years of development and over $100 million in development. In money dispensed. So very, very exciting indeed.
So is it safe to say that sometime in the first quarter we'll have revenues?
Yes, we will.
In 2019.
Indeed, we will. We'll be reporting our quarterly earnings on or about March 8th or so, between the 8th and the 14th. Our CFO certainly knows that date, but I know it's in that framework, and I think you'll be delighted to see what will come into those reports.
And before that, we were a pre-revenue company, correct?
That is correct.
My guest today is Phil DeShaw. He is the CEO and president of Helius Medical Technologies. You can find him on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol HSDT. You can find him on the TSX up there in Toronto on the ticker symbol HSM. What does the future for PoNS look like in the U.S. and around the world?
So right now we're cleared only in Canada. We submitted to FDA in August of this year. We just recently received some follow-up questions from FDA. These are perfectly logical questions based on the fact that this is a kind of breakthrough technology that they've never reviewed before, and quite frankly, questions that didn't occur to us when we were preparing our 3,000-page submission or so. So we're busy answering those questions for FDA, and we'll get back to them as soon as possible, and are very confident that that will yield our clearance sometime later this year. We've also already submitted to Europe back in early December, and are just about to push the send button for Australia, and then our friends from China that we've had a partnership with for the last couple of years will also be filing before the end of the year. So this is a global initiative. Diseases like MS, traumatic brain injury, stroke, are all high unmet need medical conditions, and we're just pleased to finally give these people an option.
As for my listeners, if you're looking for a medical technology company that is focused on neurological wellness, look no further than Helius Medical Technologies. You can find them on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol HSDT. On the TSX, you can find them under the ticker symbol HSM. Before I let you go, Phil, what would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, I would love for everyone who's interested in this particular area. What I found in these last 7 years is I've rarely talked to someone that's been involved in our company that can't relate a very direct experience where a family member, friend, colleague has some kind of a neurological condition that they're fighting with, and so virtually everybody knows that there's a very limited amount that can be done medically to help these conditions, and we're going to have a non-invasive treatment for traumatic brain injury first, and then expanding over time. So it's just an extremely exciting time for us to be able to get into a breakthrough for treating these kinds of symptoms eventually in all these kinds of conditions, we hope.
If you want to know more about their business, go to their website, helius.com. You can find out a lot what's going on, the products they have, the things that they're trying to accomplish out there. Phil, I want to thank you for stopping by on the show. Only thing I ask is one thing, is that just you don't wait 2 years to come back on my show.
That's a promise, Everett. Thank you so much for your interest. I appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.